So they'll be searching for a casualty. What they'll be doing is taking in appropriate firefighting media. So they've got a good jet of water there with lots of pressure, and they'll have a precise brief as to what they'll be looking for and where they'll be in the building.
All receiving now,
Team Alpha 1, your job is to take the hose into the building. What you're going to do, at the head of the stairs, you're going in on a left-hand search from the stairs down to the basement. You understand the brief. This person's reported. One casualty has been reported. Only one.
Okay, so they've been guided now to the head of the stairs. They're going to be going down the stairs, and they're now by themselves. The stamping you can hear is the firefighters checking the integrity of the staircase. This is quite a solid concrete staircase, but it's good practice to do all the stamping and banging around as they're going down.
Have you got enough hose down there?
It's even harder communicating when there's a team of three. They work better as a pair. This is just in general. Because they've been ordered to carry out a left-hand search, they should be following the left-hand wall and going through any doors and just keeping a close contact to the left-hand wall. Number two is using a lot of air. So what we're going to do, so they get the benefit, usually there's a casualty down there.
Me?
Yeah.
One, can you give me a progress update, please?
We've hit the bottom of the stairs. We've gone into the first compartment on the left-hand side, which is all clear. We're progressing down the corridor. We've come to a gated entrance on our left-hand side, over.
All received.
Right. I found a casualty. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Dan, fantastic. Can you walk at all?
John?
Yeah.
Dave? Right, okay, mate. I've got to drag the casualty out first so we can get a decent grip of him and take him out, okay?
Okay.
I've got one of his legs. If you can grab the other, we'll start pulling him out, okay? It sounds like he's in a cupboard.
Is he conscious?
He is, and he's still breathing and he's still talking to us as well.
He can't get up.
No, he can't walk. If you could put one leg between his legs, grab his arms for me, we can lift him up, OK?
OK, then.
You got him ready, brace,
lift.
If I can get my arms around him, I should be able to stand up and take him out. Did you want to carry him out, me and you?
Can do, mate, yeah.
Yep.
One either side.
One either side, yeah. OK, then. Ready, brace, lift. Come on, then.
The noise you can hear there is the whistle of the low warning pressure. So they've got about 10 minutes of air left. They should actually be out of the building by now.
Right, we're going to leave him down there, mate. We're
okay.
Going out.
OK.
Come on,
we've got another crew coming in to get you out, OK?
So what they've done is, rather than have four casualties, they've self-rescued, really, to get more cylinders and come back. They know exactly where you are. In all likelihood, prior to this happening, prior to their whistle going off, the engine control officer would have sent in emergency crew, so they would have just done a straight swap. That's, in reality, what would have happened.
Well, here we are. We're now outside. I've been rescued at last. All the pumps packed up now. The crews are just about to leave. And that was a drill night, I guess.
That is. That's a typical drill night. Everybody has fun, but they learn a lot.
But that is quite representative of what it is like to be a full-time firefighter and it's what it's like to be a retained. You would come down here, you do a drill once a week.
We'll come either off station or we'll perhaps do a lecture on a technical subject at station. We've got a drill yard, so we've got an area at the fire station where we can pitch ladders and cut cars up and do all those things in a more controlled environment. We do try and get out as much as possible to do these realistic training scenarios.